Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's talk the wheat market first. We've seen wheat come under pressure since the open of trade on Wednesday. What factors are you seeing that's moving this wheat market to the downside?
Well, wheat's been really locked in a sideways trading range now for more than the last month or so, and we were getting up close to the top of the range yesterday when it kind of pulled back from that. And you add in the it's not been widely reported, but word in the cash markets that Iraq had withdrawn its tender to buy U.S. wheat because of high prices. And that really, I think, was the deciding factor for pushing us lower today and posting double-digit losses in all three markets.
Arlen, over in the row crops, corded soybeans after plenty of profit-taking to start this week. Things feel fairly quiet. Doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of news really driving those markets today. Just kind of feels like we're drifting along a little bit. Is that your thought there?
Yeah, corn and soybeans, you know, had a nice run in prices. Did not reach the old highs, but certainly a nice little run in prices. And then over the last week, 10 days, starting to see some weakness once again. And especially over the last week. And I think end users out there still have some real concerns about both the domestic and the global balance sheet. And they saw an opportunity to take advantage of a break and to get some coverage that's both domestic and some export business there. So we're seeing a little bit more strength. But really, fundamentally, all the eyes are going to be on next week's industry tour of the Midwest to really see, get a better handle on what's happening in the field. To this point, all we've had is USDA crop ratings and anecdotal reports. Next week's industry tour will really be on display on social media for all the traders to see just what's really happening in the field.
And Arlen, livestock trade today, cattle and hogs, looking like we're getting some decent support in cash in both cattle and hogs here today, helping support the futures trade.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw some good strength in the cash last week in the cattle market, and that raised the optimism out in the country for feeders for this week. We're basically looking in the south at 140 packer bids, which should be steady with last week, versus offers of 142. So the feeders are looking for some additional gains in the cash market this week. We did have a sharp break earlier few days ago in the cash hog market, but we've recovered from that and seen some solid gains again coming back in that cash market as the packers trying to acquire supplies. And so that's provided some support once again under lean hog futures as we approach midday as well.
And again, that is Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us here with a look at the market trade on this Wednesday. Coming up on this afternoon's program, we have a loaded show for you once again. I'm broadcasting live from Dakota Fest in Mitchell, South Dakota, and getting a chance to sit down with American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, who is here on location. We are going to have a conversation with him coming up on Market Talk. Also, Farmers Business Network Chief Economist Kevin McNew, David Winmar from Agricultural Economic Insights going to join us. And also, we're going to talk crop protection with Jeff Bunting of Growmark FS. Again, loaded show coming up for you here this afternoon on Market Talk. Find us online, markettalkag.com. This has been our midday commentary for Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.